Well, is it, so sometimes do you feel, because you're always like talking about other celebrities,
yeah.
Is it sometimes like a little bit painful when someone crosses a line with you or your personal life?
Yes, I'm a big baby. I have a total double standard, I admit it.
Well,
I
we all do, standard. Though.
And it's so, isn't it weird? Yeah. Like some days you have a thick skin and some days you don't. Like some days people can say the most awful things and I'll think it's hilarious. And then other times somebody will say something and I'll burst into tears.
It's the podcast you've been waiting for, the most lovable, cuddliest show in the entire world, The Feast of Fools. On today's show, we have comedian Kathy Griffin talking to us from the backseat of her limousine, while Victoria Lamar, dressed up in drag, almost as a doppelganger herself, asks her questions about her career. Mark Felian talks about grocery stores that uses porn to sell onions, prison news, Robbie Williams wins a defamation lawsuit, what was the crime? Accusing him of being gay, and of course the news from Europe with George Grant. I'm Fausto Furnos.
And I'm Mark Felian.
Victoria Lamar.
Stay tuned. We've been very, 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 very excited because about a couple of days ago, we got into the backseat of Kathy Griffin, and you might...
We got in the backseat of her car, not in her backseat.
We were in her car, baby.
In her town car.
In her town.
She was so gorgeous.
Beautiful.
The gorgeous D-list, My Life on the D-list celebrity, who came to Chicago with as a courtesy of Malibu Rum to host a Christmas tree self-decorating contest at Duffy's in Lakeview.
Right, where people dressed up as Christmas trees.
Right. And so. A straight guy won, of all things.
Can you
all
imagine?
The girls and
well,
a straight guy.
It was
guy
a pretty straight bar, but I mean, there was some, there were some gay boys there.
But there were some pretty girls too.
There were some pretty.
You know,
girls.
The funny thing about
like
the contest.
Me.
Well, let's actually listen to us talking to Kathy Griffin in the backseat of the car. We're not going to make you wait for this gorgeous, gorgeous woman and humanitarian.
Bring on Kathy.
Let's bring her on, baby.
Guess what, people? We're here with Kathy Griffin, the D-list diva herself.
Yeah.
What does the D stand for? Why not C or F or G?
Because I feel like, you know, there's the A-listers, you know, which are too big. And as soon as I heard Paris Hilton described as a B-lister, I thought, well, then I'm not even C. Like, I got to be down to at least D. Mm-hmm. But here's what I feel. I feel the buck stops at D. So when people say, oh, I'm an H-list or a Z-list, I'm like, you know what? I think we should just leave it at D. It's just a lot of us swirling around. It's just me and Coolio and Darva Conger just swirling around together. And then what's the point of getting into, I'm the P-list, I'm the T, you know. So that's what I feel. The D is as far as it goes.
And what was sort of the, because you've been performing as a comedian for a while,
like
you know.
10 years. I did my first special in 96.
And you were, one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes was the one that you were on where I've personally experienced the relationship.
Was it the one where I had
where he asked you to not talk about him in his,
yes.
And your routine.
Yes.
And then you, of course, gave him a, you know, twice as much.
Well, you know, that's based on my true story with him because I did an episode of the show before I was globally famous. I thought Jerry was a total asshole, so I get my first HBO special, and I tell this whole story about Jerry Seinfeld, based on my own experience, and I knew all the Seinfeld writers and Larry David, and they said, don't worry, he'll never see it. So, of course, he sees it, and he wrote me a letter that was so funny. It's in my office, it's framed, and it was the funniest letter about, you know, dear unknown comedian who had a little story about me.
Unknown?
I understand you do little comedy bits now and again and made fun of my universally recognized National Treasure show. It was a really funny letter. And so ever since then, he's been like a champion of mine, and he took it so well, as opposed to, oh, I don't know, Star Jones. That it was
refreshing. Did Star Jones send you a cease and desist letter?
Yes. It's actually, she sends me a deceased letter. She wants me dead.
Well, you know what I say is Star Jones is becoming more and more like the Corpse Bride every day. She's got that shallow face and that lip that's hanging down low and the big teeth.
You're not implying, I hope, that she had the gastric bypass because she lost it through diet and Pilates.
Yes.
Did she really?
Okay, well, you're sort of a matchmaker of the stars. So, assuming that Stella's going to get her groove back with Star Jones,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what we're implying here.
Right.
Who would you set Star Jones up with? Which celebrity would be a good date for her?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton would
she
be
good.
She
could eat
her. It would be good for her to go lesbian for a while. That's always hot. The lesbians are having a very hot year. The L word, what have you. And, you know, other than that, I would say, you know, Fitty. Might be a good photo
op
for
Fitty Cent, who beat up some kids for when he gave him the wrong amount of money.
He can't beat her up. She'll kick his ass. I don't care if he's been shot 9 times. He can't put up with her. She'll kick his ass. That'd be a good pair.
Now that we're getting into, before I get to that question, you're in Chicago. You grew up. You're a Chicago native.
Yes.
Testify.
Oak
Park in the Hizzy. Yeah. Yes, I went to Oak Park River.
You know, that's the birthplace of La Leche League, breastfeeding. Capital of the world.
I think that's so sick. What do they want to breastfeed these kids till like they're like 15? It's disgusting. Why don't you just fuck your kid if you're so happy to have him on your tit the rest of your life? It's gross. I was on Similac and I turned out fine.
You do. You have healthy teeth and you look gorgeous.
Now, well, they're veneers.
Now, are you going to, what are some of the future projects for you? You're going to be starting doing a television program
or a talk show? Season two of the D-List on Bravo. My next Bravo bought my DVD allegedly, and they're actually premiering it December 6th, and it's a 2-hour event. And then I owe Bravo 2 more specials, and I'll be back on the red carpet, and, you know, whatever comes along.
2 questions. Are you going to do a Tyra Banks thing with your breasts?
Yeah, do it right now.
Let me see. I'm actually feeling Kathy. No, she can't. She doesn't want a photo.
They're totally mush. They're real.
They're real. You look like you're a real
but
woman.
But I'm pushing them up like they're fake. Because that's now the cool thing is to have.
Yeah,
boobs
I'm so
that
nervous talking to you that I don't. I can't actually get a good sense of your. You know,
my beauty.
You are such a real person.
Oh,
I'll give you a
I'm
big
just
hug.
Oak Park home girl.
Now, another question I wanted to ask because the award seasons is coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Golden Globes.
I'm back in the booth. I'm not allowed on the red carpet anymore.
Oh!
Yeah.
There was why not?
Fanning. And
she maybe she does, maybe has. Bitch. You know, Drew Barrymore did have
she's
a problem.
She's trying to ruin me.
That little 10-year-old cunt, I'm going to kill her.
And so I'm back in the booth where I belong. And the E! Channel is very open about it. They'll just look me right in the eye and go, no, you can't be on the red carpet. And I'll say, oh, but I have fun questions for celebrities. And they'll just say no.
But you know, they're just giving you time out like the basketball players.
Yeah, I know. I'm the Latrice Sprewell. What's his name?
I don't know. So
we're gay, honey. We don't know about that stuff.
Any sports guys to get in trouble. Anyway, but in a way, I kind of like the booth because I can say what I want more. You know, I mean, I can't say the stuff about Patricia Heaton to her face. I got to say it up in a booth.
Now, you're going to go into your second season of My Life on the D-List, which is coming when?
We're probably going to start taping in about a month, and I think they're going to put it on in June.
And are your parents going to be on?
Yes. Now, they're blacked out drunk right now, so they don't really know that. But, oh, yeah, my parents love their newfound fame. My dad is walking around West Hollywood with his walker, and the gays are giving him a shout-out, and they got the box of wine. They're hooked up.
Are they? No,
my mother is in my video podcast.
Yeah.
She's becoming a star. I call
her
Bomb Holder Betty. And she's fabulous. She's she wears gold.
I can ask a question here. Yeah. What is it like? How do you run into a lot of drag queens that are dressed up like?
No,
you?
I'm so excited and honored, and I want to thank you because I'm very, very thrilled. Now, how did you come up with the suit? Because I do wear a lot of suits.
This is true. Yeah. I have this 2-piece suit that my mother gave me because my mother is very generous. God love her. But I've always admired you, and I thought you were very beautiful. Oh, and I thought, hey, everybody impersonates Cher. Everybody impersonates Madonna.
Right.
Why not Kathy Griffin?
You don't even have to get the Mackie gown. You just get a nice fitted suit.
This is a Mackie sort of
outfit here?
No,
you
this look, is...
You are so well-dressed for this thing.
I kind of am. Now, what's the bar like in there?
It's a dive.
It's with a capital D, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Lincoln Park Trixie's wannabes.
You guys, I'm so glad you're here tonight, because like this is really...
Oh, we'll stay here for you and support
this is,
you and cheer
this
you.
Is the what ultimate D-list event. Yeah, this is a luxury mobile. It's very posh.
Victoria, do the move.
Her
signature move.
She's been practicing that all night.
It's very good. I was very thrilled when I saw the girl from Mad TV do me. She freaking had me down.
Well, is it sometimes do you feel, because you're always like talking about other celebrities,
yeah.
Is it sometimes like a little bit painful when someone crosses a line with you or your personal
yes,
life?
Yes, I'm a big baby. I have a total double standard, I admit it.
Well,
I
we all do, standard. Though.
And it's so, isn't it yeah. weird? Like some days you have a thick skin and some days you don't. Like some days people can say the most awful things and I'll think it's hilarious. And then other times somebody will say something and I'll burst into tears. But I can cry at a commercial. I'm like such a crier. It's
well, do you cry to your parents and they're like, well,
oh,
Kathy,
yeah.
you shouldn't.
You had it yeah. coming. My parents never take my side. They're like, what do you expect? And then I say, bottoms up.
Well, we thank you so much for talking to
thank
us.
Thank you. It's my
we don't
pleasure.
Want to take any more of your time. But listen.
You're coming in. Don't
oh,
think
we're
you're
coming
just
in.
Leaving.
We got to get you.
Are you going to pick on me?
I want to meet you first.
Are you going to pick on me?
Yes, of course, but in a good way. Yes.
Kathy, can we get you on the phone for an extended follow-up?
Of course.
Can we get your phone number or something? I want your cell phone. I promise I won't put him on my BlackBerry.
Cards you can stick in your bra.
All right, thank you.
So, now I have a... This is me.
It's so fancy. It's multicolor.
This is me, and this is my boyfriend, Mark Felian, and that's him right here. And
nice.
We do cocktail recipes and dishing dirt with celebrities like you.
Oh, lovely.
We're gonna make a cocktail just for you.
Well, the Malibu Rum people made like some sort of a Kathy Griffin drink, so I'm very excited. Oh,
okay.
God.
We got to get out here.
Okay, showtime.
I feel like I'm at the zoo.
Showtime. Huh?
Thank you so
showtime,
much
people.
For taking the time out with us.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
much,
it.
I'm really just writing your phone in the pocket.
Okay.
But I'm gonna get
we're gonna stalk you, Kathy.
All right.
If you don't stalk us back first.
That's how you get rid of your stalkers. You stalk them back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you inside.
Yeah, let's do a picture.
Oh, can we take a picture?
Of course.
There we go. Oh, let me get on this side.
Okay, let me zoom out a little bit. I know it's cold. It's Chicago. You're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
A couple more. Open your eyes. Smile.
You know, there's a thing I've been staring at Victoria all evening long. I feel like I'm talking to Victoria Jr. or something.
Thank you.
And that is Kathy Griffin, comedian and celebrity, and she's going to be performing tonight at Duffy's Tavern in Chicago as part of a Malibu Rum event. To say, after we got out of the car and took a bunch of pictures, and you can see those on our website, feastoffools.net, we went inside Duffy's,
mm-hmm.
and Victoria, Lamar, all these people came up to you, and they started asking you for your autograph.
Yeah, they thought I was Kathy Lee Gifford. That was so funny. I was like, wait a minute, she's
Where's
on
Cody?
Stage, I'm down here, honey. There's a little bit of a difference. And I'm a giant, I'm about 6'1".
And the funny thing is you were trying to dress up as Kathy Griffin, and they thought you were Kathy Lee Gifford, and they were like,
yeah, exactly.
Listen, you have been exploiting children in Africa long enough.
You've been in those sweat factories, pushing out those clothes for too long.
You know, I have to say, though, I know about... Not to get off the subject about, mm-hmm. you know, because we're really supposed to be talking about Kathy Griffin.
Right.
Yeah.
And the way you can remember her name, because a lot of people mess up her name, and she's talked about this. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is you remember Merv Griffin.
Okay.
Merv Griffin.
It's not Melanie Griffith.
Okay.
Ooh. The talk show legend, mm-hmm. Merv Griffin. And I just have to say, Kathy, I was so nervous
when yeah, I was, she was like, "Come on, grab my breasts."
Yeah. I know you were like shocked. You're like your hands were kind of like, and she's just like grabbing them.
I went into breast shock, grabbing shock.
Well, when she opened that limo, and we were like standing there, and she's got this big smiley, you know, smile on her face, and she's like, "Come on in, come on in." I was like, I was in total shock.
I know you were.
And not only that, I mean, Fausto fondling her titties was somewhat.
Well, she invited me. It was not like I got inside her, and I don't,
and you're
know.
Like, must well, have I think, Kathy's breasts.
Yeah, but I think you were enjoying it a little bit too much.
Well, I
Fausto.
See. I did, and she turns to me, and she looks like in horror because she's like, "They are real." I guess I'm like, I don't really, you know, it's, I don't
like you
I'm
would not, know what a fake boob felt like.
Well, yeah, it's not like I go around grabbing women's breasts.
Wait till your mother listens to that podcast.
Oh, I know.
She says
I'm in so much trouble because my mother is a breastfeeding advocate, and we were breastfed. Yeah. And right. I didn't defend my mom.
Right.
Where she was like Kathy Griffin with bad mouthing La Leche
I know,
League.
Maybe that was, I think was, that's why, like, guys, fun. Even if you're gay or straight, you have that affection for women's titties because you started not, out as at a
listen,
young age.
I think breasts are wonderful. I just don't.
I'm all, we're
have
pro
it a
breasts.
Lot.
Here.
I'm inexperienced, people. Yeah. Yeah. That's all. I'm pro breasts. I just don't get a lot of FaceTime.
Now, Fausto, if you would have had a couple backdoor petunias, you probably would have been doing a little bit more on that limo.
You think so?
Well, I love what Victoria said. Like, afterwards we got out, you were like, "God, that was so easy." She was just like, "Come on into the, come on in."
She was actually,
and
be here. Can I just say, I mean, the year's not over yet. Right. And we got a couple more people that we're interviewing.
Right. Yeah.
Other celebrities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Terry Garr next week.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You're interviewing her again?
Well, they don't know that it's come up yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're not aware that we interviewed her this morning.
I confused her with Kathy Griffith. I'm sorry. You know, dyslexia.
No, but I have to say that Kathy Griffin probably is one of my favorite people we talked to this past year.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
She's just so charming. And lovely.
And call us, Kathy. You have her digits, so yeah. We'll do a full-length show
Very
together.
Warming and accepting and just a wonderful
and
person.
And with gorgeous breasts.
And beautiful breasts.
You know, okay, let's talk
and
about...
And the camera does not do her job. I mean, she yes. is beautiful in person. She, not that she isn't pretty in film, but...
But she really had a, you know, it's a, I think we saw.
Vimar stopped.
Vimar was sort of aroused.
She was. Well, she pulled you up on stage. She's like, "Look, I brought my own drag queen."
I know.
She did.
She did. We're like, woo. People were so happy.
It was wild.
It was wild.
Nice. Yeah. And, you know, and Victoria was competing in the Christmas tree decorating contest. And I thought we would just be able to rig it.
Yeah. Well, I was a little unprepared.
You
though.
Know, the way the prize I, was, yeah. right? It was free electricity for an entire year.
No.
And honey, you could use the free electricity.
Free electricity, and the other one, I think, was there
for all your plug-in vibrators.
Or something? What was second? There was a second.
It was a crate of Malibu delicious coconut flavored rum.
Oh my!
Could have had a party at your house.
Me and Kathy could have ran down Broadway with a big bucket of Malibu rum.
We were thinking it was like kidnapping her and showing a real good time.
Matthew, it was so funny because Matthew's just like, she just let us in. We could have kidnapped her. I'm just like, yeah, I've got this 500-pound. Gorilla, because I was in the front seat with the chauffeur who was, you know, he was like
a big man.
He was definitely like, he used to play for the Bears or something like that.
Oh, totally.
He was
like
a big
he was quarterback. I'm like,
yeah, you guys snatch Kathy and I'll take care of the big guy.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. So
that
well, we shouldn't
cool.
talk about kidnapping celebrities or else we'll scare them away.
We'll never see her again.
Are you kidding? You know, she says she's the biggest stalker of her own fans.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's probably like listening to this right now.
I told her. Is. I told her I was a D-list celebrity.
Honey, you are on the X.
I was like, there's Honey West, there's Alexander Billings, and then there's Victoria Lamar.
And why are you? Why do you always group yourself with these drag queens?
Because they are live performers.
But you never compare yourself to RuPaul or Lady Bunny or Misunderstood. You know what?
Who are they? Just kidding.
Those are New York queens. Huh?
Oh, New York queens. Well, I'm from Chicago. I mean, I love them. I've seen them on the
Chicago
Queen.
The yellow
yeah, I've
microphone.
Seen them on Queen Mother Queen. You know their mm-hmm. website. So yeah.
Yes.
Right. Well, I love them. Mother. They're fabulous.
Well, we got some fabulous news, and I was just so excited when I was going through those news. The internet.
You were searching for porn. That's how you found that article.
why don't you read this? The Onion Chopper's hardcore shocker, okay. People.
Shoppers at a kitchen were left gaga when a video promoting an onion chopper cut to hardcore porn. Dave Kassan, owner of the cook shop in Macclesfield, Cheshire, put the video on in his store to show customers how the new chopping device worked. But halfway through, viewers were shown porn.
Let me do a little recreation. Okay. It's Slice. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a product demonstration here. It slices. It dices. It
It fucks you up the ass.
Yeah. Fuck that ass. Fuck that ass. Take that, Victoria Lamar. Fuck that ass.
Oh, take those onion wing-wong balls and stick them up your butt.
So, Mr.
Oh, go on, Mark. Go on.
So Mr. Kassan said, we had a few old ladies in, and I knew straight away it wasn't going to be good for business.
Oh, my heart.
I get, he reckons that the video was, it was the people that run the company, they just bought a bunch of used videos and then retaped over them.
Oh, so, well, that makes sense. Yeah. That's happened to me. Yeah. That happened to me with my mother. She popped in one of my tapes and turned out that it was Debbie Does Dallas.
Honey, I want to listen to African Queen.
Well, that happened to us, too, because back when we used to have a cable access show, three-quarter tape ain't cheap, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we taped the Faustina show on top of a Thai wrestling video.
Oh, my God.
Like, Thai, like...
And, it, you know, these things have,
wrestling?
Like... No, it was legit.
Did it show?
Well, it just had, a weird... split second image, you know, because these things have like I don't know, I'm not too much technically competent with the technology, but they have the little segment cross thingies,
right?
And so we're playing my talk show, and then we for a split second it had like
time wrestling,
you know, and then so they went back to normal. Well, speaking of life going back to normal, adult video star Mark Dalton, you might have seen him when you were looking for porn on the internet
or in prison,
just returned home to Denton.
Oh.
Denton, the home of happiness, as seen in the film Rocky Horror Picture Show, after his release from prison on parole of a 5-year sentence for possession of GHB, the date rape drug.
Wow. Now he can do all those, like, those prison porns.
He can.
And he'd be more marketable because now he's, like, really hot.
It's authentic.
It wasn't like,
Well, as an actor, he was probably, like, building his character and drawing from his experiences in prison.
Right.
So that when he does make prison porn, it's going to be, like, a believable cum shot.
And pumping up. Arn, can you imagine the muscles on him now? You know, that's all they
do. Well, actually, he said, listen, read this. Dalton, age 25, whose real name is Jeremy James Sun, spent a total of 383 days in the Denton County Jail and the Texas Department of Corrections. He was sentenced last year for violating the terms of his probation on the 2002 controlled substance conviction. Dalton said in an interview this week that he was glad to be home with his family for Thanksgiving. The timing of the release was especially significant, he said.
I got released on my mom's birthday of all days.
I don't know what he sounds
like. What a nice present for your mama.
Yes.
Get out of prison.
Your porn star, and he is so hot. I have to admit, I have actually have masturbated to his own.
Well, why didn't he become a movie star or like do movies? I mean, he's gorgeous.
He is in movies, Victoria Lamar.
Well, I mean, the
real movies you're talking
about. Not the ones you watched. Tranny Transition Part 2.
Chinese Chicks with Dicks. And
Homo Alone.
Yeah.
E.T. The Extra Testicle and other delicious porn puns, as we call them.
Yeah.
So he's suffering from the Martha Stewart effect, which happens to most celebrities when they go into prison. They
don't like the food.
They don't like the food, so they lose a little weight. And so he is in the process of training, and he says within a month he'll get back in shape out in the touring and dancing here in Chicago.
And he's only 25. He looks a little older
than 25. Wow, he's coming to Chicago.
If you do a lot of drugs, it's like you age fast.
But he's still got that like square jawbone. He looks like a football
player. You don't lose your jawbone.
He looks like a football player.
Yeah, we all wish we looked like Mark Dalton. I think so, but not our livers.
Not me.
Yeah. On the outside, not on the inside.
You want to look like Marcy Dalton, Vimar. So a woman was sent to a men's prison. A Peruvian woman spent a month in a male prison in Argentina after she was mistaken for a man.
Wow.
And when she was finally discovered and transferred to a woman's jail, she asked to be transferred back. Página 12 newspaper reports that Carla Aguilera was arrested for robbery but told police her name was Manuel Martin Aguilar. According to police in Buenos Aires, Mrs. Aguilera was checked by several policemen, but none noticed she was a woman. An anonymous phone call alerted the police to Mrs. Aguilera's real gender, and after a medical examination, she was sent to Azizia, female prison.
Oh, okay.
A police spokesperson said, "She looks and acts exactly like a man. It was impossible to see that she is a woman. She insists she is a man and wants to be transferred back to the male prison."
She's a lesbian, isn't she?
Well,
or is she transgender?
She is one soft cookie, honey, to be going to.
She is transgender. She might not have a penis, but she's a man.
She feels she's a man.
He.
Oh, I'm sorry, because yeah, that's a big Merry mistake when you people. Say she and he.
Well, you know, wow. Hey, if he can stay in prison and survive,
mm-hmm.
or was
well,
one,
yeah, but the thing
that
is
though, one I've, tough cookie.
Was
people.
He a he or is she having a good time in that prison?
I'm confused.
I'm
Who
confused.
Are we talking about?
I don't know.
Speaking of confusion, sales of impotence drugs deflate.
Defying
a little soft
impotent
defying expectations 7 years after Pfizer, and that's spelled like Pflugerville with a PF. The name just makes it Pflugerville, one of my favorite
so cute.
Cities in
Where's
the world.
It's like Whoville.
It's in Texas.
That's like Whoville.
That's where my mother used to live.
It's like all these little Whovilles running around with big hard-ons, you know? Pflugerville.
Pflugerville. For the home of Pfizer, made Viagra a cultural touchstone 7 years ago, and commercial blockbuster, the market for impotence medicines have appeared to have fallen. Mm. Well, short. I love Alex Berenson, who wrote this news story here.
Is it full of puns on the...
It's full, chock full of delicious puns. Heavy advertising to consumers, totaling more than $400 million in 2004, has made Viagra and its newer competitors, Cialis and Levitra, just the name of it makes it laugh, among the best-known drug brands in the United States, and their combined global sales have reached about $2.5 billion last year.
Wow.
But the
I want some of that.
You want Viagra? Honey, you're not too young to... You don't need that shit.
I was talking the money. Some of the $2.5
billion.
Henceforth, the also known as the grandma rate drug.
So it's losing popularity then, right?
Well,
the
I guess so.
Because
the grandmothers are
But why?
Protesting.
That's what I want to know. Why?
Well, there's probably the honeymoon period.
Oh.
Where people like got
less
it.
Than a hair. Less than a hair.
Okay, here
some
we
of
go.
The decline is a result of reports disputed by some specialists that link the drugs two rare forms of blindness, say urologists who specialize in treating impotence. But more fundamental factor is also hurting sales, these doctors says. Many impotent men have chosen not to take the drugs, even though the drugs work about 70% of the time and have relatively few side effects and come in a delicious flavor of chocolate or berry or vanilla.
Mm. So they're impotent and they're just choosing not to use it.
Yeah, you know, I think...
Because sex ain't all that.
I think when Aunt B is getting raped by Andy Griffin, you know...
Look, I've tried that Levitra one time.
Oh,
and
you did?
Could whack your dick on the table. It's
it
so
becomes
hard.
Like this. It,
all weekend. It's like a rock.
All week, it lasts more
it
than
lasts
one shooting?
36 hours. It's ridiculous. And you don't have as much sensitivity to it. It's
oh,
like,
really?
It's one of those drugs that... I don't know. I feel that there wasn't as much sensitivity, but...
Well, speaking of sensitivity, earlier this week we had Keith Stiles, the massage therapist for Cirque du Soleil, and we have all been drinking. Well, he was talking about why a 44-year-old man looks the age of probably more looks better than any of us. Let's keep it real here.
What is cute little friend Alan on the little cute guy on the side?
None
the
of us,
cutie pie.
None of us look as good as Keith Stiles.
Mr.
And so we
Gentry,
were like, okay, what do you do? Do you eat live mice for breakfast? Did you made a deal with the devil? What are we here? What,
right.
You know, is this like the movie Hunk from the 1980s? You know is what it, I'm talking about?
No, I don't remember that movie.
It was like a nerd who made a
nerd
who made a deal with the devil and became a stud.
So we have to drink water. I drink 4 liters of water a day now.
Keith Stiles says the results of his good looks was vitamins, a daily regimen of working out twice a day, vitamins 4 times a day, and 4 liters of water.
Yeah.
Henceforth, Victoria Lamar is pissing her brains out.
I have a bladder control problem. It is insane.
Well, that's why we have you on diapers and the calendar.
I'm telling you, honey. You know what I need? I need one of those where they put the thing in your wee wee.
Yeah,
a catheterizer. Yeah,
catheter.
So I can just pee all day long. But the only difference is my skin looks radiant and it's puffy and it's just amazing what water does.
We have
does.
A Hanukkah present. Well, actually, water Hanukkah just comes this year at the same time. We have a present. It's the Feast of Fools official calendar 2006 with photographs by Jason Smith.
Oh my God, this is hysterical. Me and Bill Haddad, the Crystal Skull. And I'm a little baby, and he's like, daddy. And oh, this is amazing.
Out with the old, in with the askew.
In with the askew. Oh, that's fabulous, Fausto. Wow.
Isn't that nice? And your skin is a milky bone white condition. Mm-hmm.
Like a little so baby. Sick.
You're like you look like a gorgeous statue.
Oh, and Ronnie looks so gorgeous. Everybody
yes, Miss Ronnie
beautiful.
Is there. Even Amanda Steinstein made it into the April. People were like complaining that she's not in there, but if you turn to the April.
That's insane.
Victoria Lamar. She couldn't come to the shoot. What can we say, people?
She'll be back next week.
So
she was at my house making a movie.
And it's available on sale on our website, feastoffools.net.
Oh, and this is hot. Fausto and Mark together embraced in a kiss, and they look just on fire.
I know.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And then we have, this is amazing. What a great calendar. It's well worth the money.
Absolutely.
Don't you
especially,
think?
Yes. And we actually, we're doing a calendar giveaway.
We are.
Oh, how
we
exciting. Are.
For, and this is, you don't need to purchase anything to make it legit. You know, it's void wherever prohibited. So by law. So if you live in Pakistan. It's prohibited. But this is what you got to do. You either email us your street address and say, I want to win the calendar on the thing, or you buy a t-shirt. Or you donate $40, and we're going to surprisingly stick a calendar into one of those t-shirt packets.
David Serda.
David Serda eating a slice of pumpkin pie.
He looks just like Joan Crawford. Well, so she is Joan Crawford. What am I talking about?
She believes she's Joan Crawford.
She is the real McCoy.
A man who believes he's Joan Crawford.
How crazy
is that? So we're going to stick that in, and we're just going to surprise you.
We're going to surprise him.
So you have to donate $40 on our website and get the Feast of Fools t-shirt, the official Feast of Fools t-shirt, which we're running out of certain sizes.
We're
running out of large and extra large. So if you are, and we now have them in small and medium sizes.
And double X.
And double X. And so if you don't have those sizes, if you want to get your size, you better order it soon because Christmas is coming. Hanukkah is coming.
Kwanzaa's coming.
Time is running out.
People, get your t-shirts while you still can. So anyways, and if you don't want to, you know, if you have bad luck and you never win any contests, you can just buy it. It's not that much money.
And pretend like you won.
How much is the calendar?
It's $24.99.
Oh, that's a night out on the town. Not even.
Like it's like two
like
cocktails.
Three times at McDonald's.
That's
for
right.
Supersize eaters.
Well, anyways, we have a wonderful news from George Grant, who comes our correspondent from Europe. So let's go into that, actually. All
right. This is George Grant with the news from Europe. Hello and welcome to another news roundup about a variety of subjects that have made it to the headlines over here in Europe. British gay couples can't wait to get to the registry office. From Monday, December the 5th, gay and lesbian couples in the UK are entitled to have their partnerships officially registered, thereby receiving similar rights as heterosexual couples do when taking the marriage vow. According to a newly introduced law, same-sex couples have to register first before, after a period of grace is over, they too can sign an official document which will make them partners in the eyes of the law. According to a BBC poll, more than 1,200 gay couples will tie the knot starting from December the 19th. Unlike in an ordinary marriage ceremony, no rings will be exchanged during the registering of the partnership. All it takes is for both partners to sign the official papers.
And should they come to decide that they can't stand the sight of each other after a while, they can have their partnership annulled without having to go through lengthy divorce proceedings. The majority of civil partnerships is most likely to be registered in Brighton, where 510 couples signed up to stand in line to become partners. An entire new industry, which will cater for the needs of gay wedding parties, is springing up all over the UK, and even the Times listed announcements for three civil partnerships in their personals column this Monday. And Fausto, yes, I do want you to become my partner in crime. So why don't you come over to London, where I'm recording this at my cousin's house, and we can go straight to the registry office. Don't worry about Mark. He will be in the perfectly capable hands of Miss Ronnie, who is going to see to his every needs. And believe you me, he won't have time to notice that you're gone. Robbie Williams won't attend Sir Elton's wedding party. According to certain rumours, which are making the rounds in the British yellow press, our Robbie has opted to decline an invitation to Sir Elton John's big wedding bash. Some sources say that he can't stand the thought of running into his former Take That bandmate, Gary Barlow, who will be performing at Sir Elton's wedding party. Apparently, Robbie and Gary haven't spoken to each other for 10 years now, even though they made their peace when the band split up. Couldn't it be that Robbie Williams, who is sporting a rather macho type of image in public, was afraid that he might come to be too closely associated with very popular gay men, raising speculations about his own sexual preferences? Wonderland. The Eurovision Song Contest goes gay. This, of course, is not really an item that is newsworthy. It is, however, outrageously progressive for the Swiss to send an openly gay singer to represent their country at Europe's most popular pop contest next year. Andreas Lundstedt, who is better known as a member of Alcazar, who rose to fame with their little disco ditty Crying at the Discotheque, has been casted to be part of the pop group 641, which will be Switzerland's entry next year. This will probably leave the residents of the mountainous realm of Switzerland to ponder over the question, is it okay to be gay? And the rest of us can start chanting, it's okay to be gay, to go romping in the hay. Colin smooches with Maradona. Photographers inside a bar in Buenos Aires could not believe their eyes when watching the Irish actor Colin Farrell, who was busy kissing one-time soccer legend Diego Maradona. Farrell could be seen sucking on Maradona's upper lip and fondling his cheeks. Similar to Robbie Williams, Colin Farrell is known to take the macho approach in life, even when portraying Alexander the Great, who is known to be gay. Perhaps Colin Farrell is trying to discover a newly found masculinity. This would explain his little fling with Florida drag queen Elaine Lancaster, whose lips were sealed regarding her very intimate get-together with Colin. Mr. Farrell, please remain on heterosexual ground. We don't like the risk of having a heavy smoker running around kissing men. I do hope you catch my drift, Mr. Felian. Beauty tips that cost next to nothing. We all admire the sheer whiteness of the Hollywood smile, yet most of us have to save their pennies for a rainy day. If you too want your teeth sparkling like diamonds, but all you've got is ordinary toothpaste to brush away those nasty-looking nicotine stains, don't despair, help is close at hand in one of your kitchen cupboards. All it takes is a pinch of salt, which you need to add to your regular toothpaste. Mix the salt in with the toothpaste and start brushing. Soon, yellow stains, bad breath, and inflamed gums will be a thing of the past. But don't overdo it. Once or twice a month is all it takes. By the way, Colin, should you be listening, brush your teeth first before you go about kissing men in bars. Mark my words, the reward will be plentiful in case you would like to try something new. And Mark, before I forget, I suspect Miss Ronnie wants a man with a nice, fresh breath on his lips as well.
Well, that is George Grant, and he lives in Hanover, Germany, mm-hmm. with his partner Bruno, mm-hmm. and he sends these things our way. So
and we love him. I'm glad
we absolutely adore him.
I'm glad he mentioned Robbie Williams not going to Elton John's wedding.
Because jeez, why would he? He's like nobody, no gay, self-respecting gay man is going to talk to him anymore.
Talk to who? To
Robbie Williams.
Well, yeah, and so now he's
suing.
He's suing this publishing company that said he was gay. And so the people are there ponying up. Oh. They're giving him money. They're printing retractions for saying that he was gay. And I always thought that he was gay. Wasn't he gay?
I always thought he was gay.
Wasn't he out and proud?
Or at least bisexual. You know, he's pulling a Liberace, people.
So the cover story of
Liberace successfully sued the Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s, yeah, for saying that he was gay. And well, and we know.
Hello.
I am not gay. Eat your heart out, Mary Poppins. The man who on stage said, "Eat your heart out, Mary Poppins."
So the cover story that he's suing over
in 2004, read this.
Issue of The People suggested that Williams had numerous homosexual encounters with strangers. Similar stories were published in the magazines that this company owns. So the people from the magazine say, "I accept that the allegations were untrue. The defendant apologized to the claimant and expresses its regret for the injury and distress caused." I bet you, you know, it just
so in case you were wondering about Robbie Williams and the which most people in the world have no clue who Robbie Williams is.
Who the hell is he? You know, I'm sitting here thinking that exactly.
Who is this
man? Who the fuck is Robbie Williams?
Fucking Angels Instead is his
Who is he?
He's a British singer.
Like, a pop star?
Yeah, he's the Ricky Martin of England.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's a good way of describing him.
But he's cute.
But he's not gay.
I'd do him.
He's not gay.
I wouldn't do him.
You wouldn't?
Hell
no. Is he gay or isn't he gay?
I'd do Keith Stiles before I do him.
Well, if you call him gay, you got to pay.
I'd do Keith Stiles.
He's not gay.
I bet you.
You are not gay.
He is so heterosexual. He fucks pussy every
freaking
night.
He eats pussy for breakfast,
night.
Lunch, and dinner.
Mm. And girls are throwing their bras at him.
Yes. Well, here we are. We have a letter here from Joe Twitchell. I love his
Joe Twitchell.
Email is Tiger Spirit 2002. Joe Twitchell. Hi y'all. I'm pretty new to your podcast and I loved the theme song. That's Baby Teeth with our theme song is Dream.
Yeah, those boys are
from
pretty
their
amazing.
Album from the Grammy Award went soon to win a Grammy Award winning album, the Baby Teeth album. Anyways, I noticed y'all like stories, so I thought I'd tell you part of mine. Well, I'm an odd combination. I ranch in eastern Montana. I have to drive to see my neighbor, which means I'm a cowboy.
Ooh.
Oh.
Can't call him a cowboy to see him ride.
Okay.
Step away from the microphone, Victoria. Oh, a little bit.
I know you're getting excited.
You're like, he's like cowboy, and then you just start like opening your mouth and sucking it in.
Okay, I have to drive to see my neighbor. I also do massage therapy. Well, why is every gay man a massage therapist? I just want to know that.
It pays the bills, honey.
Trying to get into grad school. Well, out in the boondocks, it's hard to get any gay culture. That's why your podcast is so important. You all give the rural queens a chance to get a taste of the gay culture. Why do every time I try to do a southern accent, I sound like George W. Bush?
Because you live in Texas.
Of the gay culture they don't normally have access to. I actually listen to you while every day, so I get familiar with many of your shows and listening to them over and over, otra vez in Spanish. When I get a chance, I'll send you a picture. Oh, ooh, Alan's hermaphroditic goat was one of the first times I've ever heard about that. I've seen two-headed calves, three-legged dogs, and a cat open doors, but never a hermy goat. Well, I've rambled on. Now, what was the story, though, Joe? He said he was going to tell us. Thank you.
What
for
do you know, Joe?
Joe's
a storyteller.
You
know,
Joe, you gotta get one of the Feast of Fools t-shirts and take a picture of yourself.
That's right. And get a nice little calendar with Victoria Lamar and Fausto Farnose and Marc Villion.
Girl.
And then you got that sweet little young thing, Miss Ronnie, on the side here.
Joe, Mark, he did a little
PS.
And you will have all company you want.
People.
Yes.
Pay attention here. Mark, P.S. Mark, you're totally hot.
Why, thank
you. Ooh.
And don't let Fausto tell you any different.
Wow. Does he ever?
He said anyone tell you. I just...
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, your spouse is always the one who's always like, you look terrible.
That's not true.
So does he ride horses and...
We don't know.
You don't know.
But Joe, I guess so.
We want your opinion on Bareback Mountain when it comes out next week.
Brokeback.
Oh, very broke.
Brokeback Mountain. That's the porn you've been watching.
Bareback Mountain.
Bareback Mountain.
Because that takes place in like Montana or Wyoming.
We should play a country song in his name.
I don't have any PodSafe music.
I wrote a country song.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Oh, when I was a little boy, I didn't stand very high. My mother said these words that never seemed to die. Said, son, someday when you grow to be a man, I want you to pass these words out through the land, out through the land. And she said, trust and obey, trust and obey.
That's what kind
I love
of
it.
Song.
I love
it's
it.
It's gonna be. I'll see you at the Grand Old Opry, Victoria Lamar. P.P.S. If you let me know how you got this, I appreciate it. I never actually know people actually read fan mail.
Of course, we read fan.
We read every single fan mail, and we respond. If we haven't responded to your fan mail, it is because Mark read it.
Because we're selfish.
So, no, I get on Kicks. I'm like, okay, I can read a bunch, and then it was just like, and then it goes a week, and then I just, you know,
if you don't have time to respond to it, don't take the time to read it.
Yeah. I usually respond though.
I'm not really good at getting
back.
Fans
will back me up.
I'm not good at getting back to emails, and I really should get better at.
Well,
this.
You
I
have the. You are in the
that.
School of. Where you
didn't
actually
go to school.
Didn't go to school. Of you actually put the message in the subject. The entire message
That's
is like
right.
a 4-page letter in the subject.
It's like a big block of words.
And you know what, too? You don't need to capitalize every single letter, Victoria.
Well, it's my secret code. You got to figure it out.
Oh.
That's what it is.
You need a secretary that will take dictation for
I know. You need like like Terry Garr has a secretary.
Does she? Ooh.
Yeah. So, well, anyways, let's play our the goodbye music here.
Goodbye, everyone.
Well, we want to thank you all so much for listening to the Feast of Fools. If you want to comment on this show or any of our other shows, which are online and available for download for free, you don't have to pay a red cent or even a blue cent. Just visit our website, feastoffools.net, your source for the news and nowhere else. Where else? If you live in rural Montana, you know, we talk.
Where else could you go? I don't know.
I don't think anybody, you know, these a lot of these people who live in places in the world where television, radio, and newspapers don't get there. Unless you're, you know.
Well, they got satellite TVs and stuff, but it's not the same.
If you live in the mountains of China, honey.
Yeah.
There is no satellite TV. There's no logo. They're just doing dial up, you know. They have a phone and they're downloading these shows. You know, I am always touched and honored.
We'll have to do a podcast in Chinese.
Let's do a shout out for Liam Lindsay.
Shout out, girl.
And to some other people, but I don't have their names here on it. Sorry, people.
Props, folks.
Props to Rocket
Man. So please email us at feastoffools@gmail.com. We'd love to hear a little bit about yourself. And if you can send a picture, all the better. We'll put it up on our Flickr account.
You know what really turns us on?
Cowboys.
If you take a red, bright, cherry red lipstick and write, I love Victoria Lamar on your chest.
Ooh, yeah.
And mail that to us.
Yeah, I'm not having
too
much luck with men these days, so.
So Vimar needs some action, people.
Need some action.
Send it to feastoffools@gmail.com. I forward all emails to Victoria Lamar. And she
this
tries to read
lazy
them.
Lazy bitch.
Lazy ungrateful.
You grateful, ungrateful whore.
On tomorrow's show, we have Russell Allen Rowe of the Russell Allen Rowe Trio. On Monday, we have David Serta is going to be talking about his musical, Rudolph the Red-Hosed Reindeer.
Oh, wow.
And we'll be playing original music about hating Christmas.
Mm.
And next week, we have Terry Garr talking about her brand new book, Brokeback Mountain. What is her book titled?
Speed Bumps.
Speed Bumps.
Uh-huh.
Brokeback Mountain by Terry Garr.
Speed Bumps.
So we want to thank you so much for listening. I'm Fausto Fornos.
Victoria Lamar.
And Mark Fillion.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.